podium to send the word of God.
Thank
you, Pastor. Everybody praise the Lord. Tonight is the night of victory. Thank you very much. Choir, where are you? Choir. Everybody here, stretch your hands toward the chorister and say, God bless you. And tonight, the love of God will come to celebrate. And you continue to sing of that love and shout that love and experience that love for the rest of your life in Jesus' name. Tonight is the final night. Whatever remnant of Satan's procession and Satan's work remains there, we're going to take the broom of heaven and sweep everything away. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. You have given us victory. We will enjoy the victory. Victory over sin. Victory over sickness. Victory over Satan. Victory over evil spirit. Total victory tonight. Complete victory tonight. Lord, bless everyone. Thank you, Lord. You have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you know, this is the last night. And you want to say, don't say it yet, you want to say such an amen. When I leave Kumasi, when I leave Accra, when I leave Ghana, the amen of this last day will be ringing in my ear. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight we come to this message from Acts chapter 10, verse 36. Acts chapter 10, verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. In verse 37, it says, this word, that word I say, ye know, which was published, preached, proclaimed, prophesied, and it says throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. But Sati then tells us the summary, the outcome, the result, the victory that came to everyone that partook of that message. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. You see there the Trinity working together. How God, God the Father, anointed Jesus, God the Son, with the Holy Ghost, God the Holy Ghost, with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God has anointed Christ, and he came, and he came with full anointing, and he went about doing good. Everywhere he went, there was victory. Everywhere he went, there was full salvation. Everywhere he went, there was total healing. And he's still the same today. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And he's going about tonight. He will not pass you by. Where are you? A divine touch is coming upon your life tonight. Total full salvation coming in your heart tonight. Total complete freedom, healing, deliverance coming upon you tonight. Tonight we are talking about total healing through faith in the triumphant Christ. Christ triumphant. Christ victorious. Christ conquering. And he comes to you today and he says, give me your problem. Give me your challenge. And he will conquer for you and conquer through you and conquer in you. Three things we're looking at. Number one, active faith for the healing of blood disease. Number two, acknowledge faith for the healing of blinding disorders. Number three, assisted faith for the healing of backsliding disposition. Look at number one. Number one is active faith for the healing of blood disease. In Mark chapter 5, reading from verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now you understand, blood is within our body. This woman had a kind of disease, the blood gushing out of her for 12 years. Blood diseases are many. Not only the issue of blood, there's urinating blood. Not only that, there is a clotting that happens in the blood. And as the blood passes through the veins, some places that are blocked, you cannot, you know, the blood cannot flow through. That's also blood disease. There are people that, you know, the blood cannot, the kidney, the livers cannot operate and use the blood very well. And so we have to go to for dialysis and they bring out the blood and bring it back. So as to purify it, it's a blood disorder, a blood disease. Sometimes the blood does not flow into the brain. And because the blood is not flowing to the brain, you become like dizzy, you cannot stand up, you cannot walk right, and it's like your head and everything is turning. It's a blood disease. And when the veins are not able to convey the blood to all the parts of the body, there's something wrong in the body. It's a blood disease. Sometimes some particles and some, we will call it in layman's language, poison, and it goes through the body, and they may call it HIV AIDS. It's a blood problem, and they may call it sugar in the blood. It's a blood problem. Sugar in the blood that goes to the brain is dementia. So because the blood is not purged and purified and all that, that blood disease, will give dementia. You cannot remember, you cannot recollect all that. Everything is connected with the blood. In the case of this woman, a certain woman, she had an issue of blood. Let me say it this way. The problem of disease is an issue that deals with the blood. She came, and you come tonight. And the Lord is going to deal with that issue of the blood in your life today, in Jesus' name. And you know, maybe your genotype, they say this one is a sickle cell, that one is A, that one is AS. Tonight, everything will be touched by the Lord. You're healed tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 26. In verse 26, and had suffered many things of many physicians. The physicians are trying their best. Doctors are trying their best. In fact, sometimes they're overworked. And so we go to them. That they're experts that deals with the diseases of the body. And this woman went to many physicians. Why many? She went to number one. The problem was not solved. She said, let me seek help in another place. Went to another one. The problem was not solved. We don't know the kind of doctors they went to. There are, you know, the regular doctors trained in the medical school. There are native doctors trained in the village. There are different kinds of doctors. MD, ND, whatever. She went everywhere. And there was no solution. Maybe you've gone different places. You didn't find solution. Welcome. Solution is here tonight. And had spent all she had. Actually, since she had spent all she had, she couldn't go to another doctor again. Because they're going to say, okay, take your card there. When you take your card, you pay for that card. Register here. You have to pay for that. And then they book you. And you say, this is the time the doctor will see you. And you have to set you your account. But she had spent all that she had. And she was now asking, I still need a doctor. I still need healing. I don't have the money. They say there's one doctor in town. He heals all kinds of diseases. You cannot bend, it's available. You cannot see, it will give you bright eyesight. He'll give you 20/20 vision. And then they said, your legs are stiff, you cannot do anything with them. They say, this doctor, he will heal your knee, he will heal your ankle, he will heal your waist, he'll take pain away everywhere. And you don't even have to say, this is my problem. He knows your problem, he knows your name before you get to him. Why didn't I hear of that doctor before I went everywhere for 12 years? They say, don't worry, today you will see him. And he said, by the way, what's his name? By the way, tell me, what's his name? Dr. Jesus. Thank God he's still alive. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Dr. Jesus will heal you tonight. He will deliver you tonight. He will set you free tonight. And then he says she was nothing better than she went here and there, but rather grew worse. 12 years have passed now. Her weight has decreased a lot. 12 years have passed now. Whenever he was walking, she lost her balance. Because of all the things that had happened to her. Tonight, you are going to regain your balance. Tonight, all the pain, all the infirmity, all changing of diapers, as if you are a little girl, a little boy, everything tonight solved. In verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, Have you heard of Jesus? First night, second, third, fourth, fifth, and tonight, have you heard of Jesus? That's all you need. You hear of Christ, the Savior. You hear of Christ, the Healer. You come, all your problems are finished. And then it says, and she said, she came in the press and touched his garment. Verse 28. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be healed. That day she forgot the failure of 12 years. The pain of 12 years. The issue of blood for 12 years. She decided by herself, this is my day. All I need to do, she couldn't shout because the issue of blood for 12 years had made her so weak, anemic, that she couldn't shout at the top of her voice. And so she said, I can't shout, but can stretch out my hand. I can do what I can do and touch his garment. Then she said, I shall be whole. Active faith. The active faith that stretches for the hand and takes the healing. Active faith. The active faith that says out, I will touch his garment. And I, if nobody else gets healing, I shall be whole. She made a decision on the basis of her intention. I am going to touch him. I intend to touch him. I decide to touch him. Now, some people have good intention, but they don't have practical action. You must have action that will follow after your intention. I decide. I am going to touch him. Wonderful. You must have action that will follow through with the decision. That's why I say, lay your hand where you are having the problem. Raise up the other hand. That's action, because you have intention to be healed. And I say, this is the action you take. Action must go on with the intention and the decision. And then I say, let us pray. And you stay there so we can pray. That's your action together with your intention. And then I say, in Jesus' name we pray. And then you say, amen. That amen, so let it be, is part of your action that follows your decision. And now I say, check up yourself. Do what you were not able to do before. Just stand there and say, I want to feel better first. You are not taking action. You must take action that will join with your decision and intention. Tonight, you will be healed. Your blind eyes will open. On this final day, you are going to get the final and full blessing of salvation and healing. Give me good, actionable amen. And so, in verse 29, and straightway, the fountain of our blood was dried up. The clots of blood in your body taken away. The anemia, powerlessness, impotence because of the lack of blood. Everything is stopping tonight. It says straight away, and immediately. It means instantaneously. There's not much time between the amen and the accomplishment. Between the amen and the assurance, there is not much difference. Straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body what she had not felt for 12 years. Tonight, what you have not known for 12 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, or for many years, that healing, definite healing, will come upon your life today. And she felt in her body that she was healed. She felt she was healed. She knew she was healed. She had the joy. She was healed of that plague. You feel it in your body. You sense it in your brain. You see it through your eyes. You speak it out through your mouth. You will hear through your ear. Healing. Help me shout that. Healing. For me. You're not sure of yourself. For me. Limb brother, limb sister, you'll rise up and walk tonight. Strength will come to your body. Whoever took that strength away, call him Satan, call him spirit, call him whatever, the Lord will knock the hand of the devil out of your life. Look at verse 34. In verse 34, it says, and he said unto her, daughter. Any daughter here tonight? Daughter. Any son here tonight? Son. He says, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. No more issue of blood. No more paralysis. No more heart problem. No more dementia. No more brain problem. No more imbalance in your life. You're going back home in peace tonight in Jesus' name. Peace in your heart. Peace in your body. Peace in your life. By the way, where has the husband of this woman been? Oh, the husband is no more. You have that issue of blood. I cannot come near you. But now she was going back home, joined to the husband. Miracle in your family. Miracle in your body. Be whole of that plague. You have it tonight. I get it tonight. Point number two now. Number two, acknowledged faith for the healing of blinding disorder. This man we're reading about now had blindness. Now, blindness, sometimes you have blindness in various stages. People have glaucoma and the eyes are becoming dim and dimmer. And if nothing is done, that glaucoma can make them totally blind. Sometimes, because the nerves are dead. And because the nerves there are dead, the weakened nerves will weaken your sight. Sometimes, it's sugar in the blood. Diabetes that affects your sight. And as the diabetes is there, you cannot see like you used to see. And tonight, God is going to reverse everything that affects your sight. You don't need to know the medical terms and the medical names of what caused my eyes to be dim. Why can't I see the way I used to see? Christ knows what you don't know. And because he knows, he's going to solve the problem. You can't see me now because of your sight, but after the final amen, you look here, you see your friend, you see your evangelist, because the Lord is going to heal your sight tonight. In Mark chapter 10, reading from verse 46. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho. Like we have come to Kumasi here. And what happened in Jericho that day will happen here in Kumasi in Jesus' name. And it says, with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. That for the last day she sat by the wayside begging. This is the last day you sit by the wayside begging. Help is coming from above. Sight is coming from above. Healing is coming from above. Deliverance is coming from above. It tells us in verse 47. In verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. Did you hear what I read? When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he didn't have eyes to see, but he had ears to hear. I don't have this, I don't have that. What do you have? Use what you have to get what you don't have. Use what you have. He had ears so he could hear. He didn't have eyes, but he used his ears. He used his mouth so that he will have his sight. You have a mind. You have a mind. You have ears to hear. You have mind to think. You hear the word of God. And you are hearing. You see, the testimony is what is done for others. Those testimonies you hear and the prayers you hear that one. Use what you hear to have what you don't have. And so she heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't have merit. He was asking for mercy. He wasn't qualified for the healing, for the sight. But he said, I don't have any marriage. I don't have any money. I'm just a beggar. But I'm asking for mercy. Tonight, you have mercy. Healing that comes by mercy. Salvation that comes by mercy. The joy of the Lord that comes by the mercy of God. Look at verse 48. In verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. Let me ask you a question. If you are Bartimaeus and you are shouting, Lord Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And before he answered, somebody pushed you. Before he answered, somebody wanting to go to the restroom, push you, let me pass, and distract your attention. What you are saying, oh Lord, I need my sight. I need the blindness to go away. Somebody wants to sit where you are sitting, and they stopped you. If you were, what do you do? You begin to answer them. You begin to talk to them. Don't you have a heart of kindness and love? I'm asking for sight. I'm asking for mercy. And you are pushing me here. And by the time you argue this and argue that, the Son of God is gone. The man concentrated on what she wanted. And he said, today, nobody will hinder my miracle. I will see with my two eyes. He did not answer them. Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't have any other vocabulary. He didn't know to pray this way, pray this way, pray that way. He didn't know to praise God, shout the glory of God. God, you are eternal. God, you are from the beginning. God, this, God, that. Only thing he knew, have mercy on me. And he repeated that and repeated that. Pray like you know how to pray. You don't have to pray like that man, that woman, that person. Have mercy on me. And tonight, mercy will come. Healing will come. Deliverance will come. Look at verse 48. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. I'm so grateful that Jesus is not like the many people that told him to shut up. I'm so grateful that Jesus is kind and Jesus is loving and Jesus is considerate. All those other people, shut up. Don't talk again. Don't cry out again. They're making a noise. All those people were not like Jesus. And then Jesus stood still. And he's standing still for you tonight. He is not too busy to answer your prayer. He's not thinking of this, this, and that. He's standing still for you. And he says, your heart aches, your eyes are blind, your ears are deaf, you're in the wheelchair, you cannot stand up. That's why I came. And he stands still, waiting for you. He calls you. As you come, your miracle will reach you there. And commanded him to be called. And they call the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Who is the Lord calling tonight? Amen. You know, you are the person tonight. He will save you. He will heal you. Look at verse 50. Verse 50, and he cast, and he casting away his garment. Blind man, why are you casting away your garment? You see, the blind people of those, even today, the blind people today, they use a cane so that they can feel the path they're walking on. The garment was the badge of his blindness. You know the kind of clothes our people wear, those who control our traffic. When the car is coming and the light shines on their clothes, you'll see it's a shining cloth deliberately made for those security policemen so that you will see from afar. This is what the man had. He cast away that garment, the badge of my blindness. I don't need that anymore. I'm not going to blind. Once I get to Jesus, my eyes will come back. 20/20 vision. And he rose and came to Jesus. Look at verse 51. In verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Didn't Jesus know? He knew. He wanted the man to put words into his request. He saw him, he was blind. But you know, not all blind people ask for sight. Some blind people ask for money. Some blind people, they ask for the government to give them something. And if they have their sight, they will lose all the provision that the government has for the blind in their nation. So the Lord wanted to know, what do you want? Praise God for this man. The blind man said unto him, Lord, he called him Lord. He made him the Lord of his life, that I might receive my sight. Tonight, tell him what you want. And he will take all you want. He'll get to the treasure house of the Lord, and he will give it to you. In the treasure house of the Lord, we have all spare parts of your body. If you are blind, we have brand new eyes in the treasure house that will be given to you tonight. If you are lame, in the treasure house, we have brand new legs, and new legs will be given to you tonight. In the treasure house of the Lord, spare ears and vocal cords and everything you need, they are there in the treasure house of the Lord. They are yours tonight in Jesus' name. So when Jesus said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And then we'll come to verse 52. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. And Jesus said unto him, and Jesus has not changed. And Jesus says unto you, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. 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 Whatever was missing in your body, the faith you have in the Lord tonight, your faith has made you whole. And it says, immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus in the way. He received the sight. Tonight you receive your healing, you receive your deliverance, you receive your miracle. That same time you get to Jesus, And we pray in the name of Jesus, and you say amen, that amen will seal your miracle. We're coming to number three now. Number three, assisted faith for the healing of backsliding disposition. The backsliding disposition. Is that in the Bible? That there's backsliding, and the backsliding will be healed. Look at Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. He heals blood disease. He heals blinding disorders. He heals backsliding disposition. Backsliding is like a disease. The people who knew the Lord, and they go back from the Lord. backsliding is an infirmity. They knew the Lord before. They are not so strong. They are not steadfast. And they are not doing, they are not accepting the follow-up. Because of that, the disposition of backsliding gets hold of them and they are gone. And the Lord said, return. Tonight, everybody will return. This is our chance. And this is our opportunity to return unto the Lord. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Tonight is your night. It says, we come unto thee. We come unto thee. That's how we receive salvation. We come unto him. That's how we receive healing. We come unto him. That's how we receive restoration. We come unto him. That's how we receive new strength from the Lord to stand and be steadfast in the Lord, that will not backslide anymore. We come unto him. We come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. For thou art the Lord our God. We made stone or wood or river or idol. We made them God. Now we push them away. We throw them away. And now we make the God of heaven, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, our only God. And he says, when we take that decision, when we take that decision, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me and the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Christ. Friends may forsake me and some may try to shout me down. But I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. God is preparing another kingdom, and I want to be there. Because of that, I decide to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And you make him your only God. You make Jesus your only Savior. You make Jesus the Lord, your healer. And you say, now I come. I will not turn back anymore. And that is what gives you salvation and healing and deliverance and miracle. Your time of miracle has now come. The time of salvation has now come. The touch of heaven is ready for you right now. Where are you? Amen. You'll get here tonight. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want to have Jesus as your Savior right now. To forgive all the sins you ever committed in your life. You want to make Jesus your restorer. You are backsliding. You have gone away from the Lord. And you are no more standing in the Lord. And you want to make Jesus your restorer. You want him to take your backsliding away. You want him to have mercy on you. You want him to forgive your sin and take the judgment, the punishment of your sin away. This is your chance. Raise up your hand wherever you are. You want forgiveness? Raise up your hand. You want a salvation? Raise up your hand. You want peace of mind? Raise up your hand. You want restoration? Raise up your hand. You want him to break the chain and the cord of sin that had tied you down? Raise up your hand. And if you're raising up your hand, it's a final day and this is your chance, you will stand up. Wonderful. Stand up. Wonderful for you there. Stand up. You want this salvation, forgiveness, freedom from sin? He will give you the power that breaks the yoke of sin out of your life. You raise up your hand, you're standing up now. What we do here at the Alpha location online, anywhere you are hearing on the radio, you see it on television, or you are in a congregation and you see it on the screen, right now is the time and the day of your salvation, of your forgiveness, of your freedom from sin, and of restoration for the backslider. Please raise up your hand and stand up. While you are standing up, just pray to the Lord. It's not a complicated prayer. Lord, have mercy on me. I don't have any merit. I don't have anything in my hand to give. I know Christ paid it all. And he has become my Savior. He become my restorer. Lord, I come. I will not go back to the sin of the past anymore. Lord, I come. I will not go back to the things of the world anymore. Tell the Lord, by mercy, save me. By mercy, forgive me. By mercy, restore me. And he will do it right now. He will do it right now. It says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. That's you. Whosoever. That's you. Everyone, anyone that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved and restored and set free right now. Keep up your hand. I'm praying with you. I'm joining my prayer to your prayer. You want to be saved. I agree. You ought to be saved. And if two of us shall agree as touching anything that we ask, he will do it for us. Keep on standing. Keep your hand up. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you because of your love and mercy. The love that will not reject anyone. The mercy that will not drive away anyone asking for your salvation. Open heavens and drop your mercy on everyone. In your mercy and love, forgive all their sins. In your mercy and love, take all their backslidings away in Jesus' name. Register that witness in their heart. They are forgiven, they are saved, they are set free, they are restored. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. The final amen. It is done. Keep on standing. Our counselors will come to you there, and they will take the details from you which you are going to give them honestly and truthfully. I call on a national overseer to help us this time.
Congratulations. I say congratulations. You have escaped the camp of Satan to the camp of the Savior.
What we say time Ashiaso Abba Yesu Ashiaso.
Your decision have taken you away from darkness to light. Your name is written in the book of life. Your name will be called when you close your eyes in death. When Jesus comes, he's going to call your name, and heaven is being prepared for you.
Yes, Ubansu Obefre with this and say, well, CS heaven at the amount.
That is why we want to take time, take your name, so that we'll be able to assist you spiritually and all round for you to be able to continue in the decision you have taken.
The Santi Jibre, Nyabria Pa, men pray, huh? Nayan Kra with DNM, wow.
This is what Paul and all those people did, and they were able to take their converts to heaven. Give your correct name. Give your correct phone number.
Telephone number kind of former woman,
your location,
baby. I would hear
so that after this program, people will come to you to assist you to stand for the Lord all the days of your life.
Said the baby, you might be a chino in your room.
Counselors, do a good job. Write the names legibly so that we'll be able to read and locate where the people are. And once you have come out of Satan's camp, the father of lies, you are not going to tell a lie concerning your information. If you are watching online, and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, gckhq.org/connect, displayed on your screen. Please visit the link and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your newfound faith.
Say numeria also for some kayachi and a winya kwenya and the wakura and my yesua. Why are you my son? Uba kwa if it didn't tell you son. Juma debu awa baby a gckhq.org/connect. Na be now do be a guha ne a share a tima bua juma dealing in a moon.
Also, if you are watching via the radio or television and just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +2349 1544 4962.
And I'm going to mobile phone. Where your WhatsApp line? We want to be after her. Now copy a 3-hour near Brown. And +2349 1544 4962 63.
Now the crusade is ending today.
So we can't
say that come to the VIP stand. Or wherever you are in any part of the world, we can't tell you to come to the crusade side. But every Deeper Life Bible Church closer to you.
And now we're saying our bear from video, so it's because of Brahel Numeri. Listen, Deeper Life has only been a bear with baby piano.
You can contact them for assistance.
Wait, my dear, so what's wrong?
Follow up will start right away. Our goal is to encourage you to stand for the Lord. And there will be a special online banquet for all those watching online who gave their lives to Christ. It will be on Sunday, 4th August. You go to the nearest Deeper Life Bible Church, and then the pastors will instruct you what to do, or any of the churches who join us to hold this crusade. If you receive card, you can go to them and they will support and assist
you.
For the Alpha locations, Believers Banquet, the same Sunday, 4th August
2024.
Those who gave their lives to Christ.
New converts, no?
The Alpha location, as well as all the other locations globally.
It will
be 3 p.m.
We're
very happy to receive you and to really assist you to stand for the Lord. Ushers, please signify if you have been able to finish writing down the names and the various information. So that our evangelists will come to send the power into the lives of the people after the preaching and testimonies will be galore tonight. Ushers, we are waiting for you, counselors. Let us know if you have been able to finish putting down the names of our beloved brothers and sisters who have surrendered their lives to Christ tonight. And this is going to all parts of the world where you are connected to the crusade. Get the names of the converts down. All you need to do to encourage them to stand, do. You have decided for Christ, for Jesus, no turning back. Write down the names. If you are true, you can signify by raising up the flag wherever you are. Don't leave any part of the stadium out. Counselors should be everywhere. These are precious to us and to God and to the kingdom. The joy they have had tonight should continue in their lives. I have not seen any hand. Counselors, Be fast.
I put you for mom when you have.
Okay, we are seeing some light over there.
It be more. I'm on Sasso.
Okay.
If I so be a man in Sasso.
What about the talk?
A strong swear.
Okay, thank you. We call our Father in the Lord to come and
you bet free ja. Now I'll be so you made you at us.
Amen. Tonight is your night. If you reject sickness, that sickness cannot remain. If you resist that thing steadfast in the faith, it has to flee from you. I reject blindness. I reject deafness and dumbness. Say it well now. I reject brain problem. I reject paralysis. I reject withered hand. I reject terminal disease. I reject the sickness that had been with me until today. I receive my healing. Today, I receive my healing. Tonight, I receive my healing. Be it unto you according to your faith. You have any challenge there in the body, and you have any sickness, any pain, whatever number of years that thing has remained there, raise up your hand. Your healing is here tonight. And then you lay the other hand on yourself. And we pray in the name of Jesus. And that name of Jesus will drive away every sickness from your body. Raise up that hand. Lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Father, in Jesus' name. On this final day of the GCK in Kumasi here, Lord, I pray, open wide the windows of heaven and rain down healing, deliverance, miracle on everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. Set everyone free from the works of the devil. Insanity is a work of the devil. Set them free in Jesus' name. That sickness, that infirmity, that impotence is the work of the devil. Crush, destroy all the works of the devil in their bodies in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that right now, from the top of the head to the tip of the toe to the soles of their feet, touch them, transform them, heal them in Jesus' name. By blindness, you are healed in Jesus' name. Deafness, dumbness, you are healed in Jesus' name. Asthma, you are healed in Jesus' name. Anemia, you are healed in Jesus' name. The problem in your blood system, you are healed in Jesus' name. And whatever condition of your eyesight, Lord, I pray, touch those eyes, the nerves and everything. Heal their eyes in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, every internal sickness in their lungs, in their kidney, in their intestine, everywhere, Lord, your healing, your miracle upon everyone now in Jesus' name. All the pains in your joints, all the stiffness in your joints, the hand of the Lord is touching you right now. We that hath been made whole in Jesus' name. Waist pain, bench, backbone, the Lord is touching you now. Stand upright, pain all gone in Jesus' name. Arthritis, be healed in Jesus' name. That short leg, grow out in Jesus' name. Lameness, paralysis, sitting down the wheelchair or having crutches, throw away the crutches, be healed in Jesus' name. Everywhere, here, everywhere, online, manifest, demonstrate your healing power on everyone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. You have got it. You now check up yourself and do what you were not able to do before. I am healed. I am healed. It's confirmed in your life. A national of a safe place.